This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Peter McCullough is here. He helped write the first big protocol that saved millions of lives around the world. And he's here with us right now. AmericaOutloud.com/the-McCullough-report/. You wanted to finish up with what it means, I guess, when the captain abandoned ship, the U.S. regulators, the head people over the vaccine program, number one and number two, 40 plus years, 45 years together, leaving and saying, we disagree with the boosters. We don't want to give it to under 16s, and you overrode us, and we're out of here. I mean, that is a sign the wheels came off, right?
Yeah, the wheels definitely came off at the FDA Division of Virology and Vaccine Products Division. But importantly, I think it's really a telltale of what's going on there in terms of regulatory malfeasance. And what I mean by that is that even the conditional approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech, the 30 microgram shot of messenger RNA, was all based on legacy data, meaning the old variants, the original Wuhan variant, the alpha, beta, and gamma variant. There was no delta variant data. And I told you, we are at 99.1% delta, which Pfizer and the new Comirnaty vaccine don't cover, or certainly don't cover adequately enough. So how in the world can they possibly approve boosters? And that probably was the reason why they're walking off, is they had a legacy data approval, which is really no longer applicable. It's just a conditional approval for BioNTech, which doesn't exist in the United States, and now boosters, which are just at this point in time not feasible.
Doctor, what do you expect to come out of this scandal? I mean, we think OxyContin's big. We think FinFin's big. We think Bayer and the blood scandal's big. This looks like 100 times bigger than all those combined to me.
Well, I'm told that a blockbuster drug is $1 billion a year in its first year of revenue. Pfizer right now is at, I think, from Fortune and another major business magazine, $33 billion.
So this is the biggest blockbuster ever.
This is the biggest one ever, and it's really been on the backs of Americans and people around the world. You know, we've had over 600,000 Americans lose their lives. We know that those who have been admitted to the hospital and those who die, the majority die in the hospital, they receive no early treatment. And there's been a suppression of early treatment that I think has been very intentional by a whole variety of stakeholders in order to prepare the population to receive the vaccine, in a sense to be saved by the vaccine. And what they're learning now is that this vaccine doesn't work well enough in everyone to prevent hospitalization or death.
And everything you've been saying for a year and a half has been vindicated. It's been proven. It's come true. And I know you don't want to talk about it. You said that's a condition of the interview, and I'm not going to break confidence on that. But you work for a major healthcare provider, and they're suing you because in your own private life you're speaking up and going on Tucker Carlson. That's preposterous.
You know, Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, you and others, reach out to me for my opinions, and the U.S. Senate did. Multiple individuals, both in the House and the Senate. I can tell you stakeholders all over the world reach out to me and people in my circles. Why? Because they want a second opinion. What goes on in medicine? We get second opinions all the time. Doctors work in teams. What we're not seeing on national TV and we're not seeing from our agencies is we're not seeing teamwork.
You're supposed to have in science question, debate, and that's how you get better answers.
That's right. In fact, in one of the newspapers, after this lawsuit was levered at me, one of the local newspapers in Dallas, they accused me of being a vaccine skeptic. A vaccine skeptic. Well, I got to tell you, as a scientist and a doctor, I'm a skeptic on everything. And I think it's good to be a skeptic on a new
thing. Well, if I was going to have heart surgery, I'm going to talk to people and go get ratings. And I'm going to go to the top, you know, top guy like you or somebody. I mean, that's being skeptical is normal.
Being skeptical is normal.
I'm not going to go down to, you know, South America and, you know, do it in the back of a van.
And it's very important to be fair balanced. And what I said in the most recent post on the McCullough Report is this. The vaccine program has been out for 8 months, and the report card on the vaccines is overdue. And what I mean by that is, come on, we've had half of Americans take one of these vaccines. Our agencies have not told us which vaccine is the winner, which one's the loser, which one's holding up the best, which one's the safest. How can we actually give a vaccine and have a good outcome?
In fact, now they've got articles everywhere. like this one out of Yahoo News. For scientists, half the COVID endgame remains uncertain. They're just not telling us anything. It's all just a big mess. They're saying, just give us more power. Give us more control. Have a vaccine passport. Let us control you. We'll be back with two more segments with our amazing guest. Stay with us. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election, and we need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds, and he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big. Studio with us, one of the main leaders in the last year and a half, exposing this whole fraud, completely vindicated. And you wanted to get into boosting our body's natural defenses, but also early treatment with this situation. And I want to get your predictions. We've already seen mutations and escape mutants. The media makes jokes. Jones says it's going to turn us into mutants. No, mutant viruses, mutant stuff being released by these vaccines. I just read the science. You can explain it to us. What can we expect of new variants or what's coming next? And what can we expect from the studies I've seen of the Pfizer shot, particularly lowering immunity? Is it true that it's turning off killer T's? And then we have this spin that the hospitals are full of unvaccinated. But when I go look at the real numbers, that's not what's happening. There's a new article on InfoWars.com. Whistleblower nurses expose media's false pandemic of the unvaccinated. They say, no, we're seeing the hospitals filled with the vaccinated like we see in Israel. That's true. What's causing it, doctor?
Yeah, well, on the way down here, driving from Dallas to Austin, there was a billboard saying 91% of hospitalized patients are unvaccinated. Now, why in the world would hospitals blow money on a billboard for that? Don't they have better things to spend their money on? I can tell you the CDC in its own data from June by Havers and colleagues have shown that 23.4% of those hospitalized have been partially or fully vaccinated by CDC data in June. I can tell you in July and August, it's going to be a greater proportion of those in the hospital are vaccinated.
And again, you're saying in India, I know they've admitted that Delta came from a group of vaccinated people. Explain the mechanism.
So we always have variants. I want people to understand this. So Delta has always been there, as well as Eta and Alpha, Beta, and they basically picked the Greek alphabet. So they've always been there. But when we apply a non-lethal pressure, an evolutionary pressure, the virus that can best survive in the vaccinated people is going to move forward, and that's Delta. And what we know now from two studies, one from Chow and then one from Liu from Guangzhou, Chow was from Ho Chi Minh City, Liu was from Guangzhou, China, and then also from Fahrenholt in Houston, they've all showed that fully vaccinated individuals can carry in their nose and mouth about 251 to 1,000-fold increased viral load of Delta compared to other variants in the pre-vaccination era. So what I'm telling you is the vaccinated are super spreaders, if you will, of the Delta variant.
Wow, that is so amazing. People are going to know more about this. You explained it, but just a little bit more how that works, because, again, I'm not a doctor, but bottom line, I was reading about this Marek's disease in chickens where they give them vaccines for the bird flu that's very similar, you know, to SARS and COVID, according to what they're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, and that over time, when they get vaccinated four or five times, suddenly it creates a virus that's super and kills 95 to 100%. then they've got to give them a super vaccine that stops that, but then the bird always has it and is, quote, leaking, and then you have to just kill the whole flock. Now, is that apples and oranges, or is that kind of what you're talking about?
Well, it's partly interwoven and supportive. You know, I did a seminar with Dr. Geert Vandenbosch on Covaxit on a platform. You can go find it. And, you know, he used to work for Gates Foundation. He warned of this. This is before the vaccines. He said, listen, the vaccines are going to, in a sense, promote a little mini petri plate, and that the antibodies, the weak antibodies that are raised by the vaccines, are going to allow a resistant virus to be held in the nose and mouth and then have a vaccinated person become a spreader. And that's exactly what we're seeing with Delta. It's interesting that Delta is hitting the younger people. All the seniors, you know, we have 75% of people over 65 in America took the vaccine. So it's the seniors who, in a sense, are passing Delta to the younger individuals. We have, you know, several studies now.
So when Mitt Romney says it's the unvaccinated or hurting him and assaulting him, that's not what the science shows. It's Mitt Romney.
In fact, it's just the opposite. I mentioned a paper from Keener and colleagues from University of California in San Diego. In the health system, you're better off being unvaccinated. If you were a patient and you were looking at that New England Journal of Medicine paper, you'd rather have an unvaccinated nurse than a vaccinated nurse.
All right. I asked you this. You got a little bit into it. I want to get into solutions and immunity and early treatment right now. But before you go here in about 15 minutes, again, where do you expect this to go now that it's clearly failed? It's falling apart. They're trying to cover it up. They're saying 3 shots, 4 shots, 5 shots, 7 shots. I mean, it's crazy how this is falling apart in front of our eyes. And their answer is just keep doubling down.
We have to follow leading organizations. You know, Cleveland Clinic published a paper, Shretha and colleagues, that looked at unvaccinated, naturally immune people, people who had COVID-19 and recovered, and they went back into the workplace. They had plenty of COVID ambiently in the Cleveland Clinic, 2,500 or so workers, zero infections. You can't get COVID-19 twice. There hasn't been a bona fide case of someone who had PCR antigen and sequencing to kind of prove two separate illnesses. Now, people get COVID-19. They can test intermittently positive afterward for months. Most healthcare systems, including mine, do not test somebody to come back to work. Why? Because the tests are always positive for months afterwards. So there's a myth out there that you can get COVID over and over again. The bottom line is just like SARS-CoV-1 or chickenpox, it's one and done. Natural immunity is robust, complete, and durable. And the path forward is to recognize the naturally immune, like they're doing in the city state of Monaco and probably elsewhere, like the Cleveland Clinic. The Cleveland Clinic is not having vaccine mandates.
Well, that's my next question. How crazy is it to have the Surgeon General, seeing the clip, say natural immunity is not as good as the vaccine immunity when all the studies show the opposite? I mean, he knows that's not true.
He must know it's not true. And also our head of the National Allergy Immunology Division has said that. So Surgeon General, we've had two high-ranking officials who probably have never seen a COVID-19 patient themselves. They're not probably licensed to and capable of taking care of a COVID-19 patient. But having said that, they should be looking at the data. There's 15 studies showing natural immunity is robust, complete, and durable, far superior, infinitely superior to vaccine immunity. If the CDC has thousands of vaccine failures on the website, they don't have a single failure of natural immunity. Any American is going to know that the vaccine immunity is simply not durable.
Well, I knew by biology class in seventh grade that natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity. I don't know how they get up on TV and say that.
You know, I think they're going to be embarrassed when historians look back on this, and there's going to be plenty of documentaries on it. There's going to be a load of embarrassment. One of the reasons why I'm so careful when I come on TV with you, Alex, and others, is I cite the literature because I don't want historians to go back and say McCullough said something that was absolutely crazy. Everything I'm saying is grounded in the science. I'm personally COVID recovered, okay? I had the alpha variant. I was in an FDA-approved research protocol. I took hydroxychloroquine as part of FDA-approved research. I got through COVID-19. I had pulmonary involvement. I recovered. That was back in October. I can tell you now, in the Delta pandemic, I have come face-to-face with red-hot Delta patients, no mask or personal protective equipment. I'm at the point I'm doing house calls, okay? And I can tell you, I didn't get Delta.
So the good news is people telling me that you can keep getting reinfected, you think that's wrong?
You can't. In fact, I helped the Sri Lankans organize.
So that shoots down their move to make us take new vaccines for every variant.
Yeah, well, absolutely not. Once somebody gets through COVID-19, the vaccine has no role. And I've told America, I've been on with Laura Ingram on Ingram Angle saying, listen, there's three studies showing if you've already had COVID-19, you take the vaccine, all you do is get side effects at a higher rate. So the vaccine is absolutely contraindicated in someone who is COVID recovered. It can only harm them and can't help them.
And obviously the scientists and Bill Gates and Fauci know all this. So why are they up there saying the opposite?
And the FDA knew it. The FDA excluded COVID recovered, even suspected COVID recovered, even people who actually missed the original infection who are antibody or T-detect positive. They should not get the COVID-19 vaccine. And according to state and federal law, there's no way they can be considered a public health threat. The vaccine mandates cannot apply to a COVID recovered patient.
Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. Final segment with him, AmericaOutloud.com/the-McCullough-report, or just search host of the McCullough Report and you will find that. And everybody should get that weekly show. They should share it. Everybody should take this interview after it's archived. We're live right now this afternoon when it's at Band.on Video and FreeWorldNews.tv and share it like people's lives depend on it, because it does. That's why they're putting out fake news that thousands are in the hospitals and gunshot wounds and pregnant women can't get in. It's a total hoax, because this is part of a larger world ID control system. It's all UN run. It's all come out of Bill Gates, and it's got to be stopped. Final segment. I'm going to really shut up for this and let you get into what you can take to boost your immune system and what the regimens are for people once they know they've gotten sick with this. You don't want to play around with this. Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What he told me to do. He said that I should lock myself inside my room for a year, shut my non-essential business down and cower in fear. I said, Doc, I don't know. That seems so out of line. Give it 3, maybe 4 days. I bet I'll be fine. He said, no, you must not. You must wait for the shot. Everybody's gotta get it or society stops. I said, Doc, I don't know. Is that all really true? These shots are brand new. They ain't fully approved. He said, no, you can trust us. It's the latest in science. Never mind the people dying. Just give up your compliance. I said, Doc, you must have me mistaken with someone pliable. I can't trust you if none of these companies are liable. So I will stay the course like a one-way road. Take your vaccine and shove it. I'ma just say no, say no.
Wow, I hadn't seen RC Rapper Just Say No, my buddy Chris Sky on there. You're kind of a cool dude there, Dr. Peter McCullough, bringing that up.
Well, he's a good guy. I tell you, RC Rapper and Chris Sky, they're making a point about medical freedom and how, to a young person, none of this makes sense.
Absolutely. All right, the time we've got left, you're going to be on Owen Schroyer and the War Room today. Do you know what hour?
5 o'clock.
Perfect. It's the last hour of the show. Okay. We got 8 minutes left. You've got the floor. What to do to boost your immune system? What to do when you're sick? Do you even wait or do you go on the regimen?
Okay. Boosting the immune system. If everybody can lose a few pounds, get in shape, and get ready for COVID. I know I did last year. I was taking a lot of risks. I was one of the leading doctors treating COVID. I knew I was going to take a hit. And in fact, I did. I survived it. No hospitalization. Everybody, physical fitness is survival of the fittest. Now, deficient in anything puts you at risk. So why be deficient? Zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin or quercetin. These form a base of nutrition supplements that can help boost your immune system. Now, prophylaxis, very important. Singapore's been doing this. Asia, we recently put it into the guidelines. Oral and nasal hygiene every day. Either dilute povidone iodine, very dilute, a few drops in a glass of water, swish and gargle and spit. Nose spray or Q-tips twice a day reduces the viral contamination in the nose and mouth that can happen. If iodine allergic, we can use dilute hydrogen peroxide, sodium hypochlorite, or even regular Listerine. So that's prophylaxis. There are some medical prophylactic regimens.
I do that every day. You got a chance when it first starts replicating to knock it out.
Right. And so I learned that from anti-infective dentist Dr. Paul Gossett, and is supported by the American Dental Association for other viruses, and it makes perfect sense. They've been using it in Asia elsewhere. Povidone iodine, the best, very inexpensive to get, just very dilute, just enough to be brown water, and that kills the virus. By the way, we talked about poison control. Another thing I learned about, we talked about ivermectin and hydroxy poison control. There's actually been more calls to poison control about hand sanitizer than ivermectin. So just as a talking point, just like a variety of different hand sanitizers work, and it doesn't take much to kill the virus. Once a week, hydroxychloroquine prophylaxis, or twice a week, ivermectin prophylaxis, also are partially effective. But I want everyone to know, vaccinated or not, high-risk senior, over age 65, early severe symptoms, get a monoclonal antibody infusion. Call ahead of time. Find out what local hospital or urgent care center stocks them and be ready to get the infusion. You come in. It's a one-hour infusion, one-hour observation. Go home and then start the other.
I noticed Delta kind of, everybody I know, kind of hit them slow, feel tired, allergies about a day, and then your chest starts hurting, then you get a headache, a fever, and then you can't get out of bed.
Don't wait to that level. I'm telling you, it's so deceptive. Everybody starts out early with mild symptoms. And my patients tell me, Dr. McCullough, I just have a mild case. And I said, no, you don't. It's mild on the first day. It's, you're going to be flat on your back by day three. Let's get the antibody.
So what I've experienced is what's happened. Day three, hit by a truck.
Absolutely. That's the reason why it's called sudden acute respiratory distress syndrome. So the bottom line is then we move into these, after the monoclonal antibodies for high risk, we move into hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin plus doxycycline or azithromycin, then into inhaled budesonide, oral prednisone, oral colchicine, and very importantly, full dose aspirin, 325 milligrams for 90 days, like the Japanese do, because there's a late risk of stroke and heart attack.
That's to keep the stuff open.
Yeah, keep the blood from clotting. And high risk seniors, heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, prior blood disorders, cancer, Lovenox injections, a milligram per kilogram, or oral anticoagulants. When people die of this illness, and the autopsy show is micro blood clots in the lungs. When the oxygen saturation goes down, that's not time for remdesivir. That's time for blood thinners.
Why did Fauci recommend remdesivir when I saw it only had like an 8% effective rate?
Remdesivir is a fairly toxic polymerase inhibitor, and it could have been a good idea for day one, but the bottom line is the average person comes in the hospital on day 14 to 28. It's too late for remdesivir. It's too toxic. It has liver and kidney toxicity. I've rarely seen a patient get through 5 days of treatment. The bottom line is remdesivir has mixed data. We're much better off treating early at home and not getting into toxicity.
Also, what about usually when you're sick, they say stay in bed. I know that Dr. Bartlett and others said, get people up. And as soon as I made my folks get up and got them on the treatment, they were like almost better than in a day or two.
Get fresh air, open the windows. If able to, get outside away from others, take the mask off, exercise outside. Yvette Lozano in Dallas, I give her a lot of credit. She ran one of the biggest COVID treatment units outpatient. She actually has an exercise machine in her office and actually helps blood flow. Even in those who have low oxygen saturation, if you can do that with supplemental oxygen, get some blood flow through the lungs, you can have sustained improvement.
So it's key, or even if you feel like total crap, you got to get up and walk around.
Absolutely.
Because if you lay there, like the hospital, say what happens.
Well, what happens there is we have sluggish blood flow through the pulmonary circulation, and the impairment of oxygen exchange worsens. And we get to the point where some people, they can only lay on their stomachs because they otherwise can't maintain oxygen saturation. Let me say one other thing now. We're very comfortable now with oxygen concentrators at home through medical supply or even ordering through Amazon, giving oxygen support at home. So the only real need for the hospital is high-flow oxygen or a mechanical ventilation. Hopefully it never comes.
In closing, you're amazing. Doctor, what about the situation with the new booster shot? And now Israel's saying they're going to give a new shot for Delta. Will that cause new mutations?
I think the booster shot is going to be progressive side effects. And we haven't really covered this. From shot one to shot two, there's an 80-fold increased risk of side effects. In America now, we've already had 13,000 Americans lose their lives with these vaccines. We've had 545,000 Americans injured, certified by the CDC. And each successive shot, I anticipate, will be more and more complications.
We've got a minute and a half left.
Well, I tell you, the decision on taking a vaccine needs to be a free decision. The decision on a doctor and a patient choosing treatment needs to be a free decision. We are seeing a loss of freedoms occur through a series of events that's happened worldwide. We think things are bad in America. I tell you, go to Australia, go to Europe, and we see a linkage between the loss of medical freedom, a series of events that's promoting fear, suffering, hospitalization, and death, and forced vaccination. That's a clear theme tied to now restrictions, limitations, and loss of personal and financial and economic freedoms.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a great reset. Sounds like a depopulation medical tyranny operation.
Sounds like a dark cloud over the earth right now. And now's the time for Americans to show backbone. It's now's the time for people who love freedom, who want freedom, to fight for it.
That's right. AmericaOutloud.com/the-McCullough report, or just type in Dr. Peter McCullough, and one of the first things that pops up, there's a lot of attack pieces, a lot of pieces, because you're articulate, you're a research doctor, you've done a great job. We appreciate your courage, and no wonder they want to shut you up.
Well, I say, bring it on.
Absolutely. And folks, you can fight back by sharing the archive of this interview. It's live now, but in a few hours it'll be up at Free World News. Bandai.tv and Bandai Video. All right, I'm going to come back and talk about the psychological war and air something very special. And the doctor will be on at 5 o'clock today on the War Room, so please tune in and share that link. That's how we win the info war. It's how we save lives. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thank you.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. We've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, it's crazy to be inside the New World Order takeover. But it's even more crazy to see humanity waking up and fighting back and the tide starting to turn. Now, I want to air most of this. We'll be able to air 90% of it, 21 minutes long in this segment, the next. The masses have never had real freedom. America has never been perfect. We've just been starting to reach for it and just starting to imagine it. So in this segment, the next, and then in the first 5 minutes, I guess if they want on the war room, or maybe tomorrow I'll air all of it, we're going to play this mass psychosis, how an entire population becomes mentally ill. This is one of the most important videos I've ever seen. I sent it to Tucker Carlson. I sent it to Joe Rogan. I sent it to Trump. I sent it to everybody yesterday. And I just said in all caps, you need to watch this. It's very, very important. I'm going to have it posted, if it hasn't already been posted, in the live show feed under our live show today on Infowars.com. We're going to post it under my live feed. If somebody hadn't done that, at least have somebody do that. Separately, this is high-quality Chiapas Mountain Coffee, naturally crafted, even above organic, handcrafted, handpicked. But, you know, they call it wild sourced coffee. I drank this like 15 years ago, thought it was the best coffee ever. I got a connection with the Growers Association, and we sell the same coffee that Whole Foods sells under another name for about $5 to $10, depending on what's on sale, for the cost of it. We've never gone up in price on Wake Up America coffee. It's got 4.9 stars, 98% reviews out of 600-plus reviews. We got two different types of it. It really is high-quality coffee. It's very, very affordable. We only make about 35% on it, so we have to sell a lot of it to fund ourselves. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com. You heard Dr. McCullough talk about how great iodine is for your whole body. Well, I use it, and it's also good for your immune system, but it's essential. We have X2 discounted right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That sells about to end. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off that sale, is about to end as well, because we're going to sell out of it. And then we've got other items that are going to have to end this weekend before we do sell out of it. That's Living Defense Plus, Pollen Block, Ultimate Krill Oil, the highest grade of krill oil, Bazo Beads, and so much more, InfoWarsStore.com. But I'd like to get these guys on, and the artists that are involved are just amazing. And I'm really a big fan of After School, S-K-O-O-L, on YouTube. Don't get me in trouble saying that. But this is really intellectual, really powerful. The masses have never really been freed, and that's what this is all about. Because ruling elites use mass psychology to manipulate them, and now the globalists just want to collapse society and get rid of us. So we're going to air the report here, go to break, and come back and air most of the rest of it. But see the full thing at InfoWars.com. Here it is.
This after-school presentation was written and narrated by Academy of Ideas. Check out their YouTube channel for more of their videos. The masses have never thirsted after truth. They turn aside from evidence that is not to their taste, preferring to deify error if error seduced them. Whoever can supply them with illusions is easily their master. Whoever attempts to destroy their illusions is always their victim. According to the psychologist Carl Jung, the greatest threat to civilization lies not with the forces of nature, nor with any physical disease, but with our inability to deal with the forces of our own psyche. We are our own worst enemies, or as the Latin proverb puts it, man is a wolf to man. In Civilization in Transition, Jung states that this proverb is a sad yet eternal truism, and our wolf-like tendencies come most prominently into play at those times of history when mental illness becomes the norm rather than the exception in a society. A situation which Jung termed a psychic epidemic. Indeed, it is becoming ever more obvious, he writes, that it is not famine, not earthquakes, not microbes, not cancer, but man himself, who is man's greatest danger to man, for the simple reason that there is no adequate protection against psychic epidemics, which are infinitely more devastating than the worst of natural catastrophes. In this video, we are going to explore the most dangerous of all psychic epidemics, the mass psychosis. A mass psychosis is an epidemic of madness, and it occurs when a large portion of a society loses touch with reality and descends into delusions. Such a phenomenon is not a thing of fiction. Two examples of mass psychoses are the American and European witch hunts of the 16th and 17th centuries, and the rise of totalitarianism in the 20th century. During the witch hunts, thousands of individuals, mostly women, were killed, not for any crimes they committed, but because they became the scapegoats of societies gone mad. In some Swiss villages, writes Francis Hill, there were scarcely any women left alive after the frenzy had finally burned itself out. When a mass psychosis occurs, the results are devastating. Jung studied this phenomenon and wrote that the individuals who make up the infected society become morally and spiritually inferior. They sink unconsciously to an inferior intellectual level. They become more unreasonable, irresponsible, emotional, erratic, and unreliable. And worst of all, crimes the individual alone could never stand are freely committed by the group smitten by madness. What makes matters worse is that those suffering from a mass psychosis are unaware of what is occurring. For just as an individual gone mad cannot step out of his mind to observe the errors in his ways, so too there is no Archimedean point from which those living through a mass psychosis can observe their collective madness. But what causes a mass psychosis? To answer this question, we must first explore what drives an individual mad. While there are many potential triggers of madness, such as an excessive use of drugs or alcohol, brain injuries, and other illnesses, these physical causes will not concern us here. Our concern is with psychological, or what are called psychogenic triggers, as these are the most common culprits of the mass psychosis. The most prevalent psychogenic cause of a psychosis is a flood of negative emotions, such as fear or anxiety, that drives an individual into a state of panic. When in a state of panic, an individual will naturally seek relief, as it is too mentally and physically draining to subsist in this hyper-emotional state. While escaping from the state of panic can be accomplished through adaptive means, such as facing up to and defeating the fear-generating threat, another way to escape is to undergo a psychotic break. A psychotic break is not a descent into a state of greater disorder, as many believe, but a reordering of one's experiential world, which blends fact and fiction, or delusions and reality, in a way that helps end the feelings of panic. Silvano Arrieti, one of the 20th century's foremost authorities on schizophrenia, explains the psychogenic steps that lead to madness. Firstly, there is the phase of panic, when the patient starts to perceive things in a different way, is frightened on account of it, appears confused, and does not know how to explain the strange things that are happening. The next step is what Arrieti calls a phase of psychotic insight, whereby an individual succeeds in putting things together by devising a pathological way of seeing reality which allows him to explain his abnormal experiences. The phenomenon is called insight because the patient finally sees meaning and relations in his experiences. But the insight is psychotic because it is based on delusions, not on adaptive and life-promoting ways of relating to whatever threats precipitated the panic. The delusions, in other words, allow the panic-stricken individual to escape from the flood of negative emotions, but at the cost of losing touch with reality, and for this reason, Arrieti says that a psychotic break can be viewed as an abnormal way of dealing with an extreme state of anxiety. If a panic-triggering flood of negative emotions in a weak and vulnerable individual can trigger a psychotic break, then a mass psychosis can result when a population of weak and vulnerable individuals is driven into a state of panic by threats real, imagined, or fabricated. But as delusions can take many forms, and as madness can manifest in countless ways, the specific manner in which a mass psychosis unfolds will differ based on the historical and cultural context of the infected society.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
That appears to be the greatest threat. Totalitarianism, writes Arthur Versluis, is the modern phenomenon of total centralized state power, coupled with the obliteration of individual human rights. In the totalized state, there are those in power, and there are the objectified masses, the victims. In a totalitarian society, the population is divided into two groups, the rulers and the ruled, and both groups undergo a pathological transformation. The rulers are elevated to an almost godlike status, which is diametrically opposed to our nature as imperfect beings who are easily corrupted by power. The masses, on the other hand, are transformed into the dependent subjects of these pathological rulers and take on a psychologically regressed and childlike status. Hannah Arendt, one of the 20th century's preeminent scholars of this form of rule, called totalitarianism an attempted transformation of human nature itself. But this attempted transformation only turns sound minds into sick minds. For as the Dutch medical doctor who studied the mental effects of living under totalitarianism wrote, "There is in fact much that is comparable between the strange reactions of the citizens of totalitarianism and their culture as a whole, on the one hand, and the reactions of the sick schizophrenic on the other." The social transformation that unfolds under totalitarianism is built upon and sustained by delusions. For only deluded men and women regress to the childlike status of obedient and submissive subjects, and hand over complete control of their lives to politicians and bureaucrats. Only a deluded ruling class will believe that they possess the knowledge, wisdom, and acumen to completely control society in a top-down manner. And only when under the spell of delusions would anyone believe that a society composed of power-hungry rulers, on the one hand, and a psychologically regressed population, on the other, will lead to anything other than mass suffering and social ruin. But what triggers the psychosis of totalitarianism? As was explored in the previous video of this series, the mass psychosis of totalitarianism begins in a society's ruling class. The individuals that make up this class, be it politicians, bureaucrats, or crony capitalists, are very prone to delusions that augment their power, and no delusion is more attractive to the power-hungry than the delusion that they can and should control and dominate a society. When a ruling elite becomes possessed by a political ideology of this sort, be it communism, fascism, or technocracy, the next step is to induce a population into accepting their rule by infecting them with the mass psychosis of totalitarianism. This psychosis has been induced many times throughout history, and as Mirlu explains, it is simply a question of reorganizing and manipulating collective feelings in the proper way. The general method by which the members of a ruling elite can accomplish this end is called menticide, with the etymology of this word being a killing of the mind, and as Mirlu further explains, menticide is an old crime against the human mind and spirit, but systematized anew. It is an organized system of psychological intervention and judicial perversion through which a ruling class can imprint their own opportunistic thoughts upon the minds of those they plan to use and destroy. Priming a population for the crime of menticide begins with the sowing of fear. When an individual is flooded with negative emotions, such as fear or anxiety, he or she is very susceptible to a descent into the delusions of madness. Threats, real, imagined, or fabricated, can be used to sow fear, but a particularly effective technique is to use waves of terror. Under this technique, the sowing of fear is staggered with periods of calm. But each of these periods of calm is followed by the manufacturing of an even more intense spell of fear. And on, the process goes. Or as Mirlu writes, each wave of terrorizing creates its effects more easily after a breathing spell than the one that preceded it, because people are still disturbed by their previous experience. Morality becomes lower and lower, and the psychological effects of each new propaganda campaign become stronger. It reaches a public already softened up. While fear primes a population for menticide, the use of propaganda to spread misinformation and to promote confusion with respect to the source of the threats and the nature of the crisis helps to break down the minds of the masses. Government officials and their lackeys in the media can use contradictory reports, nonsensical information, and even blatant lies, as the more they confuse, the less capable will a population be to cope with the crisis and diminish their fear in a rational and adaptive manner. Confusion, in other words, heightens the susceptibility of a descent into the delusions of totalitarianism, or as Mirlu explains, logic can be met with logic, while illogic cannot. It confuses those who think straight. The big lie and monotonously repeated nonsense have more emotional appeal than logic and reason. While the people are still searching for a reasonable counterargument to the first lie, the totalitarians can assault them with another. Never before in history have such effective means existed to manipulate a society into the psychosis of totalitarianism. Smartphones and social media, television and the internet, all in conjunction with algorithms that quickly censor the flow of unwanted information, allow those in power to easily assault the minds of the masses. What is more, the addictive nature of these technologies means that many people voluntarily subject themselves to the ruling elite's propaganda with a remarkable frequency. Modern technology, explains Mirlu, teaches man to take for granted the world he is looking at. He takes no time to retreat and reflect. Technology lures him on, dropping him into its wheels and movements. No rest, no meditation, no reflection, no conversation. The senses are continually overloaded with stimuli. Man doesn't learn to question his world anymore. The screen offers him answers, ready-made. But there is a further step the would-be totalitarian rulers can take to increase the chance of a totalitarian psychosis. And this is to isolate the victims and to disrupt normal social interactions. When alone and lacking normal interactions with friends, family, and co-workers, an individual becomes far more susceptible to delusions for several reasons. Firstly, they lose contact with the corrective force of the positive example, for not everyone is tricked by the machinations of the ruling elite, and the individuals who see through the propaganda can help free others from the menticidal assault. If, however, isolation is enforced, the power of these positive examples greatly diminishes. But another reason that isolation increases the efficacy of menticide is because, like many other species, human beings are more easily conditioned into new patterns of thought and behavior when isolated. Or as Mirlu explains with regards to the physiologist Ivan Pavlov's work on behavioral conditioning, Pavlov made another significant discovery. The conditioned reflex could be developed most easily in a quiet laboratory with a minimum of disturbing stimuli. Every trainer of animals knows this from his own experience. Isolation and the patient repetition of stimuli are required to tame wild animals. The totalitarians have followed this rule. They know that they can condition their political victims most quickly if they are kept in isolation. Alone, confused, and battered by waves of terror, a population under an attack of menticide descends into a hopeless and vulnerable state. The never-ending stream of propaganda turns minds once capable of rational thought into playhouses of irrational forces. And with chaos swirling around them and within them, the masses crave a return to a more ordered world. The would-be totalitarians can now take the decisive step. They can offer a way out and a return to order in a world that seems to be moving rapidly in the opposite direction. But all this comes at a price. The masses must give up their freedom and cede control of all aspects of life to the ruling elite. They must relinquish their capacity to be self-reliant individuals who are responsible for their own lives and become submissive and obedient subjects. The masses, in other words, must descend into the delusions of the totalitarian psychosis. The totalitarian systems of the 20th century represent a kind of collective psychosis. Whether gradually or suddenly, reason and common human decency are no longer possible in such a system. There is only a pervasive atmosphere of terror and a projection of the enemy, imagined to be in our midst. Thus society turns on itself, urged on by the ruling authorities. But the order of a totalitarian world is a pathological order. By enforcing a strict conformity and requiring a blind obedience from the citizenry, totalitarianism...
Okay, folks, you can see, there's like 5 minutes left. We're going to add it when we post this demand on video. You can see this is what they've done with the lockdowns. This is what they've done with everything. This is all a psychological takeover of a society to break your will, give you a world ID card, inject you with deadly poison that kills you. This is the takeover.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.